In Fountain City, Indiana, you will find an older brick home with quite a story. If you step inside, you'll learn the secretive yet important work of the couple who lived there. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Joanna Hahn shares the story of a couple who believed all people should be treated as equals.
Levi and Catherine Coffin were Quakers who were born and raised in North Carolina. They were both born around the year 1800. In the Quaker community at that time, even being in southern states, they didn't support the practice of slavery.
In fact, Levi began helping slaves in North Carolina escape slavery. And when he and his wife had an opportunity to move west, they decided to go to Indiana, which outlawed the practice.
He, like many other Quakers, will leave the South and decide to come to these new free states, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois especially, because they felt more comfortable living within a state where the constant daily reminder of a practice of slavery didn't exist.
He came to what is today Fountain City, Indiana.
When he first moved here, he established himself as a dry goods store owner in town. So he believes that he's just going to be a businessman for the rest of his life. But almost as soon as he moved and established his life here, he started getting involved with runaway slaves, or freedom seekers, as we like to refer to them.
Although this town may seem much like other small towns in the Hoosier State, those who lived here made it an important spot on the Underground Railroad.
Oftentimes you see where there are pockets of Quakers and even free blacks living amongst themselves. They seem to kind of join forces or use what resources they have available to assist runaway slaves who are coming through their community. And that's especially what happened in this community, kind of Wayne County overall, where we're located in Indiana.
The State Historic Site tells the story of the Coffins. We have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Fountain City, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.